The last presidential election saw 21 Wisconsin counties flip from voting Democratic in 2012 to Republican 4 years later, making Madison and Milwaukee stand out even more starkly as Democratic strongholds. For some, it also validated the idea that Wisconsin's two biggest cities are disconnected from the rest of the state. Now, as Democrats look to field a candidate for governor in next year's election, early signs show that talks are tilting in favor of candidates outside of Madison and Milwaukee. Our next guest says that a candidate's energy and message, not their hometown, should matter, and that by writing off candidates from the big cities, the party could be missing out. Maurice Cheeks is with us in studio now. He served as an alderman on the Madison Common Council since 2013. Alderman Cheeks, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, hi, welcome. Thank you for having me, Veronica. It's an honor.
Well, the idea of a divide between Wisconsin's two biggest cities and the rest of the state, that's been a talking point, and particularly for Republicans, for a long time. But you see it having an impact on the next candidate that Democrats might pick for governor. What are you hearing?
Well, the reason why I wrote a piece recently on this topic was because as the governor's race started sort of ramping up, really quickly I heard from a lot of my friends and colleagues in the Democratic Party saying that, you know, what we're going to need to do is we're going to need to find some perfect candidate who's not from Madison or Milwaukee. And I just really don't believe in the logic that in order to win, we need to find somebody from outside of Madison and Milwaukee. There's going to be great Democrats from from Madison, great Democratic candidates from Milwaukee and from the rest of the state, but there's really no evidence to suggest the idea that somebody from one of our two biggest cities can't be elected.
Why not? Because if you look at the last election, it seems as though a widely agreed upon, I'm not saying universally because there are dissenters, but widely agreed upon tropes is that it was rural voters who felt disenfranchised, who voted a surprise Republican candidate into office. And therefore, the conclusion is that Democrats from urban centers are out of the loop on this one.
Yeah, you know, we're always really quick in politics to come up to new conclusions. After every election, we want to have a new running theory to make sense of everything, right? And, you know, I'm less interested in sort of armchair quarterbacking why this election went the way it did for president. But just based on looking at recent elections, going back the past few fall elections, we know that we elected Tammy Baldwin statewide. We elected, our last governor before Scott Walker was a Democrat from Dane County. You know, so I really think that we're missing out on something as Democrats if we're quick to try to discourage potential candidates from Madison or Milwaukee to run. This is, you know, these are base communities for voters and also for, you know, potential political leadership. So, I've spent a lot of time out in the rest of the state outside of Madison, Milwaukee. When I first moved here 10 years ago, that was literally my job, was traveling around the state, working with schools all across Wisconsin. And I never got the feedback that people were uninterested in building relationship because I was from Madison. It's
of course, 10 years ago is a long time ago.
It was
before Act 10, and it was before the recall and a lot of the things that drove those divides and made them deeper.
It is a long time. I think what we're going to need to see, my friend Representative Jimmy Anderson said it right. You know, what's going to be really important is that we find someone with the energy and willingness not only to point out sort of the shortcomings of Scott Walker, but to chart a path for the future of the Democratic Party and for that matter, for the state. And I just don't think that your geography limits your capacity to have empathy or vision in that way.
And you think there are some bridge issues that are bigger than this idea of urban
certainly.
And rural, and that these are the big issues that you think if Democrats tap into, they're going to affect everybody. Tell us about what some of those issues are, you think.
Well, you know, and they're not brand new ideas that I've formulated, but these are things that some of the Democrats that I think are really inspiring the nation are talking about, right? Issues Wisconsinites are asking themselves, will my kids be able to compete in a global economy, right? They're asking themselves, how can government help ensure that my family is in a position to be able to weather a financial storm from an unexpected medical bill, or even just to prepare my kids to be able to afford college? You know, we're thinking about how can my community, and this is the thing, you know, we talk about politics at a state level, but the old trope that all politics is local is super true, right? When we're electing, even at a statewide level, you know, we're looking to hear from a candidate, what is your vision for how you're going to make my community safer, more sustainable, the type of place that that I can grow old in and that my kids might want to come back home to? We're seeing communities all across the state that that are really afraid that their kids aren't going to want to come home to. Communities that are shrinking, schools that are going away. And that's a really scary thing for people. And I think, you know, there might be people from communities like that that are in a position to run that are going to get that, that are going to have that experience firsthand, and we'll be able to speak to that. But I certainly think that there's the capacity for somebody who is truly empathetic running from Madison or Milwaukee to be able to appreciate that reality and still speak to that.
We're talking right now with Madison Alderman Maurice Cheeks, talking about why he says Democrats shouldn't write off potential candidates, in this case thinking about the governor's race, but others down the road too, just because a candidate may be from Madison or Milwaukee. And Maurice, when you look at the candidates who are starting to tee up for governor, and you think about the importance that's being placed on local races lately, isn't it smart? How would you counter that idea that you got to be smart and you got to have a candidate who is going to poll well, run well in rural areas, have some of that hometown base support as a strategy, just in case, you know, you're wrong about this?
Oh, I definitely don't think that it needs to be somebody from Madison and Milwaukee either. I just think we need to not write off these potential candidates. And, you know, I was actually surprised that this piece that I wrote for the Cap Times received so much feedback of, you know, plenty of people, particularly young people, felt really enthusiastically in support of it. But a lot of folks who have bought into this trope that, you know, what we need to do is have a candidate that fits some type of profile. They need to, you know, be from this county so that they can pull up these type of voters, and they maybe need to have this, they need to be a particular gender, or they need to have a particular background. You know, voters are motivated by passionate candidates, and we know that that's true. And, you know, I don't think that there's going to be some cookie cutter message that somebody can just pick up. And I also don't think that there's going to be some cookie cutter profile of a candidate that you can pick up. And I think, you know, we get into trouble within both parties, but particularly I think within the Democratic Party when we're trying to build some cookie cutter profile of what an ideal candidate looks like.
There's been some research out lately, including from the UW's Kathy Kramer, about the issue of rural resentment.
Oh, of course.
And that feeling of disconnection between, you know, rural Wisconsin in particular and urban centers in Wisconsin. So what do you think a Democratic candidate needs to do from anywhere to bridge that gap and address that head on? Because right now it seems as though there has been some confusion in Democrats in the aftermath of this latest election about where to go next. And it seems like this is one place, if Democrats want to win, that there might need to be a shift.
Yeah. So Kathy Kramer is a friend of mine, and I've worked with her and her students for the past couple of years. She was literally my first phone call, I think, 2 days after the election, when I just wanted to debrief with somebody on, like, this is the, you know, November election, presidential election. What's happening here? And we had a great chat about it. You know, I think without a doubt, what people need to be focused on, what a winning candidate's going to be focused on, is not going to be poking fun at Scott Walker. It's not going to be an us versus them battle. It's going to be a battle for ideas for what the future of our state and our country is going to look like. When people are up at 3 a.m. in the middle of the night, worried, which is a thing that all families experience at some point in time, they're not worried about whether or not their team is up or down in terms of red or blue. They're thinking about very real issues about whether or not they're gonna, whether or not their sick family member is gonna be able to make it through this incident, and whether or not they'll experience financial ruin at the end of that. They're worried about whether or not they're gonna lose their job, and whether or not there's jobs left in their community. They're worried about the safety of their health and safety of their community and their family. And a candidate that speaks to people's lived experience and their reality, that's the way we're gonna motivate people to come out.
Alderman Cheeks, thank you so much for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was Madison Alderman Maurice Cheeks talking about why he thinks Democrats shouldn't be too quick to write off potential candidates just because they're from Madison or Milwaukee.